Hello and welcome to the Private Labeler Show, where we are dedicated to helping you take your Amazon business to the next level. Now, here is your host, Nick Landowski.
Woo, yes, you're here. Oh, we're waiting on you. Thanks for showing up. I appreciate it. Yeah, let's get started. So this is episode 21, everybody, of the Private Labeler Show. And if you don't know, now you need to know that we're helping 1,000 amazing people start an online business in 2016. So hopefully that's you. If that is you, congratulations, high five. You're awesome. Now, in this episode, I'm going to be talking about dealing with customer issues and how to deliver a world-class customer experience on Amazon. Now, do you currently have a strategy or a philosophy or any specific set of rules that you follow when, let's say, a customer's, you know, got an issue with your product? Let's just say it breaks. Do you know what to do? Do you have a plan? Like, you know, is there something that you automatically follow? Or if you have a virtual assistant doing all this stuff, is there like rules that they're following? Or are you just kind of winging it on a case-by-case basis and you're not treating this with a seriousness? Now, I'm going to kind of break down in just a second here my philosophy for my customer experience expectations as an Amazon seller. And you can definitely kind of pick and choose what you want to take from what I'm doing and implement it in your own Amazon business. So as we know, things happen. Products break, customers are disappointed, there's issues, you know, all over the board that, you know, that could happen. We are consumers. If you're listening to this, you're a consumer. You go to the store, you buy products. Sometimes those products break. Sometimes we change our mind and we want a refund. Sometimes we have questions, whatever it may be. We're consumers, just like our customers, they're buying from us, they have issues as well. So sometimes those customers will deal directly with Amazon on those issues. And Amazon, I know, as far as I know, does a really great job taking care of customer issues. From personal experience, I can tell you, yes, they do. How do we then take that to the next level? And if a customer reaches out to us directly through our Seller Central account, for example, how do we take care of those customers appropriately to not only put a smile on their face and deliver a world-class experience for them, but how does that work and how do we actually create more sales because of that in the long run? So we're going to talk about that in just a second. Now, my basic philosophy, I kind of have a couple bullet points here, a couple of things to break down here, but my basic philosophy is simply just say yes. Okay, that's always in my vocabulary whenever there's a customer issue. It's just automatically working to the conclusion that I just say yes, I take care of that customer issue no matter what it is, and I want to be proactive in providing the solution. So what do I mean by that? Well, a lot of times if you put the ball in the customer's court and make them think of the solution, they get a little frustrated at that. They're coming to you, they want you to take care of it. They don't want to have to think, they just want their concern heard, and they, you know, they want you to react to it and take care of it in an appropriate manner. And I'm here to tell you that as long as you're proactive in giving them the solutions and what you're going to do and surpass their expectations, good things will happen. And you can easily turn a negative into a positive simply by having a sense of urgency and, again, providing the solution to them that's going to exceed their expectations, okay? And also stand by your warranty. So you can put your warranty information on your sales page and things like that. Sometimes I see people, you know, they'll do, you know, 30 days, 90 days, whatever it is that you're doing, maybe a lifetime guarantee, whatever it might be. So you definitely want to stand by that, okay? Always stand by your warranty information. Now, Amazon has kind of like their own return policy. And then after that, you know, you can set and establish your own warranty or guarantee with that customer right on your sales page. Just make sure you stand by that. Now, let me give you an example so how you can kind of relate here. I recently had a customer that was pretty upset, and they reached out, and I got a message in Seller Central in the messages tab section, and the customer simply said, "Hey, I bought this product from you, and a few days later, it actually broke, and we were super excited about it, and unfortunately, we're not too happy now because it broke, and we really need this item for an event that's going on in a few days." So I get this message. I can tell the customer was a little bit disappointed, a little bit upset with me. And I take that serious. So immediately, as soon as I get this message, my actions are to obviously read and understand the message and simply, without hesitation, look up the order number, and send out a brand new product for them, okay, as quickly as I could get it to them, because I knew it was time sensitive. And basically, I wanted to just be proactive. I wanted just to go, okay, this is the solution I'm going to provide, and send one out immediately. And then a few minutes later, I'm immediately responding to their message and, you know, sympathizing with them and basically saying, hey, I understand, you know, you had a problem, and I, you know, I greatly apologize. I do have another one already on its way, and I'm going to follow up with it, you know, with the tracking information to make sure it gets to you, but it should be here by such and such a time. And, you know, really apologize on it. Let me know if there's anything else I can do, but this should rectify it. You know, have fun at your event. You know, I'm trying to show a, you know, a human touch or human side instead of just some automated message. Basically, then the customer, this is all within minutes, customer's responding back going, holy cow, that was fast. You know, they appreciated the sense of urgency. They appreciated me being proactive to just offer them the replacement immediately without going this, you know, this back and forth exchange and, you know, me asking 100 questions about, well, what'd you do to the product or whatever it might be. And then shortly thereafter, a few days later, I'm monitoring my reviews and I see that that specific customer left me a product review and it was a 5-star review. So the customer basically said, I love the product, so on and you know, so forth, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, they delivered amazing customer experience. You know, we had an issue and they took care of it immediately. You know, I'd highly recommend the seller. And it was an awesome 5-star review. And the beauty of that is that customer could have, if I hadn't had a sense of urgency, if I hadn't handled the situation appropriately, they could have very easily left a 1-star review with a lot of anger, and they could have just went to town writing a novel that everybody in the world would see that was looking at my sales page. And that could have dramatically affected my sales and my conversion rate, okay? But because I was proactive, because I just, you know, took care of the issue right away and sent her a new product, she left me that 5-star review. Then in return, other customers are going to see that, and that could help me convert to more sales long-term, which obviously is a good thing. You know, and the other thing too is they asked, or she asked, you know, do you want me to return, you know, send back the broken one to you, or, you know, how do you want me to do that? Well, in this case, I just simply said, absolutely not. It's not, I don't want to make that customer jump through hoops. I don't want to have them take time out of their day to send anything back to me or anything like that. You know, that's just something I, you know, wouldn't recommend. Obviously it depends upon the type of product you're selling or whatever, but no, absolutely not. I, you know, wouldn't require that. And again, I don't want to make them jump through hoops. I want to make things so easy on them. Now, I just mentioned a few other points here. Here's a few other tips. I mentioned having a sense of urgency. So make sure that you have your Seller Central app or that app that you can put on your phone, because you do get the notifications through there. So if I'm out and about and I get a notification, I'll read it. If it's like a customer issue or whatever it might be, I am immediately on top of it. I'm responding right away. You know, I just want to show an absolute sense of urgency that a customer and providing solutions and solving problems and just other things too, just making sure that you have like that human touch to your interactions. You know, if there's an issue or if they have a question or whatever it might be, you know, throw some jokes in there, add some humor, show them that you're a real person, so on and so forth. Other things too, like you can look up orders and see where people are from. So you can see what neck of the woods they're from. They might be from your state, or they might be, you know, from your general area or place you vacationed, and you can add human touches or human elements based on geographics and things like that. You know, you don't have to do that, but that's just that extra little step that you can take to show them that you're a real person. Now, again, tip I mentioned is just being proactive with the solution, just coming to the table with the answer and just surpassing their expectations, just exceeding them every single time. And again, you want to monitor your reviews. So if you're not going to be the one monitoring your reviews, at least have a virtual assistant do this, but monitor those reviews. As you see problems or as you see customers voicing concerns about your product or whatever it might be, you want to be on top of that. You want to be responding to that and making sure that, you know, again, if there's an issue, it's taken care of. But if you don't do that, then, you know, other customers are going to see that you don't even care, like other future customers, that you're not even, you're not being active with these reviews and things like that. But if you are responding to these reviews, it's showing potential future customers that, okay, this is a seller or a company that's actually on its game, and I feel really confident and comfortable to do business with this person and purchase their product, okay? Other quick little tips If you haven't already and you are selling on Amazon, you are definitely going to want to set up an autoresponder. So you can use either like Feedback Genius or Sales Backer, get it set up and get those autoresponder messages set up that, you know, kind of walk that customer through the sale as they order it, as they get it delivered, you know, asking for feedback and reviews and add some humor to your email autoresponder email messages that go out there. Make them fun, make the customer laugh a little bit. You know, that's a lot cooler than just these basic blah blah kind of auto-generated messages. And I get a lot of times I'll get actual feedback from customers almost on a daily basis stating how much they appreciated me and my company for actually following up with every little aspect of the sale, and that they really appreciated it and it made them feel good about their purchase, okay? So I think that goes a long way with them leaving positive, not only positive feedback, but you know, 4- and 5-star reviews appropriately, because it shows that customer that you're on top of your game, okay? So again, if you don't have that autoresponder set up, look on my resources section or resources page on privatelablershow.com. And look at Sales Backer or Feedback Genius. I think they're both great. I personally use Sales Backer. Feedback Genius is also great. I might try that in the future as well. Lastly, kind of winding this up here just to make this quick. If you have an insert card that the product gets or that the customer gets when they buy your product, make sure that you have a website on there with contact information of how the heck can they get a hold of you. So if they don't want to go through Amazon system, how else can they get a hold of you? Do you have an email for your company set up or a basic website where they can at least reach out to you, or even through a Facebook page or something like that? There should be a way for that customer to get a hold of you outside of Amazon. If they have questions, comments, concerns, just make it easy on them. Spell it out. Make them feel good about the purchase and let them know that you're here for them no matter what, and that you're going to provide them solutions. You're going to have a sense of urgency. And every single time you have a customer issue, think about how you can turn that potential negative into a massive positive and have a raving customer, a raving fan for the future that is going to buy new products every single time you release them because they love you that much because you took care of them, okay? So if you have any questions, comments, concerns about any of the content in this podcast episode, please leave me a comment on the page here. Also, leave me a review or just comment on iTunes. I'd really appreciate that. And if you haven't yet joined the Facebook Mastermind group, please do that at privatelablershow.com/FB. Do that right now on your tab. Get joined in with the Facebook Mastermind group and get involved in the community. So hopefully you got a little bit of value out of this and you can take a few of these nuggets and implement them into your Amazon business, and it will hopefully benefit you. So thanks for listening. I will talk to you in the next one. Bye. Hey, thanks for listening to the very end. I really appreciate it. Now, for being such a loyal listener of the show, we are offering you an exclusive discount on Jungle Scout for the Private Labeler Show community. Simply go to junglescout.com/PLS to take advantage today, or simply use the Jungle Scout link on my resources page on privatelablershow.com. So take advantage of the savings and start finding the perfect product to sell today. Thanks.